We heard Hamza Eldin's hypnotic portrait of a water wheel in Sudan. Starting off this hour of music here on Let's Hear It. That was the Kronos Quartet with Mr. Eldin playing along in that track from Pieces of Africa, a Kronos Quartet album on the Nonesuch label that goes back to the mid-1990s. And now it is my pleasure to bring into this conversation a musician who is self-trained on many instruments from around the world, as well as a classically trained musician. It's Dee Dee Alder and Josh Holcomb, who are appearing on the Connecting Chords Festival at 7 o'clock Thursday in a live stream from La Luna Studios here in Kalamazoo, engineered by Ian Gorman. Dee Dee and Josh, nice to have you back on WMUK, and for the first time, I guess, here on Classical WMUK. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you, Kara.
Well, it has been a little while. In 2017, both of you joined Craig Freeman in our studio and played some songs and explained a lot about your musical influences and background and how you make it work when you play together as a duo. And so since 2017, you've continued that work, I assume, and have maybe some highlights to tell us about, wonderful festivals and special projects. What can you tell me?
Well, let's see. From 2017, we have been creating our sort of duo project together, and that's really blossomed into a new creative project that we can talk about. But I'll just give you the overview for now. So more on that later. Josh also plays in my band, which is Dee Dee and the Dreamers. It's a four-piece, kind of a jam, eclectic jam band. And so we're working on a new album this year, 2020, 2021. It might release in 2022. It's very kind of organically flowing into our ability to record and make that happen. And then, you know, we were playing shows and festivals and, you know, concerts. And all that has kind of slowed down for me personally. Just doing a few live streams, but I have been teaching a lot of music and teaching a lot of the frame drum and percussion that is connected to sacred music. It's connected to, you know, ancient temples or sort of shamanic indigenous culture. So I've been doing a lot of teaching the sort of power and sacredness on the drums, which has been really lovely. How about you, Josh?
Yeah, Josh, tell us your side.
So I've still been doing some orchestra work. So I'm a member of the West Michigan Symphony based in Muskegon, and they've done a wonderful job of continuing to do performances. It looks very different now, so we're just playing for an empty auditorium and video cameras. But they're giving us work, and we're having a lot of fun doing these concerts. And they've also been continuing the Music Mentors program, which I'm a part of, where usually I was driving out to different fourth grade classrooms around West Michigan, and now we've just converted it to a virtual visit. But surprisingly, it's still gotten a really good response. The kids love having a fresh face in to visit and share their love of music. So that's been a really great, fun project and source of income too.
That's about age 9 or 10 years old, reaching out to these young people who at age 9 and 10, you can see a lot of growth in musicianship at that, because the instruments start to be like, they get big enough to play some of the classic instruments.
You know, I think fourth graders is kind of a magical age where they just have really, really opened up to me coming in. So it's been really fun for me, and they seem to really like it too.
Well, how did you who approached who about this concert on Thursday at 7 o'clock as a duo. You'll be broadcasting, basically. That's how I think of it. That's an old school term.
Yeah.
Be live streaming from La Luna Studios in Kalamazoo. And so how did it all come about?
Yeah, live stream is just a new name for something we've been doing for a long time. Betsy Start approached me, and she has been really wonderful about getting gigs for musicians and keeping the musical scene going. So I'm really appreciative to her. She had me do a really cool gig several months ago. I played at a dark sky park a little south in Michigan. And it was just a super cool gig. And so that was through the, I believe that was the Michigan Festival of Sacred Music, that was the Connecting Chords Music Festival. And that's what's also putting this concert on tomorrow.
Yeah. And just to fill folks in, Betsy Start is the artistic director of the Michigan Festival of Sacred Music, which presents the Connecting Chords Festival. And this series, you can see Josh and Dee Dee on Thursday, but there's a whole lineup of musicians for Thursdays. And I would recommend heading over to the Connecting Chords Festival website or Michigan Festival of Sacred Music. Facebook is also a great place to connect because the event is listed there, and that's where you can click and watch for free on Thursday. So, I would echo that, Josh. Betsy Start has found ways to keep the music going this year. And this is one of a series to remind listeners there's a chance to see lots of musicians this month and next. One thing we should note, right, is that it's a one-time live stream, and there will be no archiving and no playback. So your chance to see this concert is only at 7 o'clock on Thursday. And that's kind of cool to me too, in a way. A lot of these have been archived, Josh, but it's a little more of an event when you kind of have to be there, even if it's only clicking.
Yeah. It keeps some of the excitement of what would be an in-person event. So you've got to be there. It's one time only. If you miss it, sorry, that's it.
So from both of you, Dee Dee and Josh, we've kind of gotten an idea of the variety of activities in which you engage. They include education, solo performance, ensemble performance, performing as a duo, and both performing with other ensembles. Dee Dee, I seem to remember or have seen you play with a Middle Eastern group founded in Kalamazoo. Is that still true?
Yes, that is true. That's the Bahar Ensemble.
Ah.
We don't have any shows like a lot of musicians right now, but we still are rehearsing, and we have done a few virtual concerts here and there. And I love playing world music. So that really fulfills my soul in a deep way, because I've been studying Arabic Middle Eastern percussion for years and years and years. And this is the first band I've been able to put the melodic and the classical Arabic arrangements and pieces together with the percussion that I've been learning forever.
Wow. But, yeah. These days I am tripping myself up when I say world music, because it's become inadequate to say world music went from the Western perspective. You know what I mean? I do have this problem too.
Oh yeah. I mean, it's just, it's like, what does that mean? We're all in the world, we're all of the world. It's kind of like very culture centric to say, like, oh, this is our music, this is our classical music, that's world music, the other stuff.
Yeah. Well, maybe.
That's a lot of development of just sort of an awareness of cultures and really honoring different cultures. And it's an interesting line that people are really exploring that they haven't necessarily done in the past.
Right. I'm speaking with Dee Dee Alder and Josh Holcomb, who will appear online in a live stream performance from La Luna Studios at 7 o'clock on Thursday. It's part of a series of live streamed concerts on Thursdays presented by the Connecting Chords Festival. You'll find it on Facebook as well as on the webpage. And if you want to see the concert, you simply click on the link on Thursday at either Connecting Chords or Facebook. And by the way, Dee Dee and Josh, I did hear a little beep during this. We are live, of course, listeners, and I heard a little beep, and I need to say now, if we do get disconnected, it's happened once or twice, call me back here in the studio, okay, and we'll get you back. Just to warn you. So, okay, in the interest of going beyond the word world, tell me what instruments you plan on hauling over to La Luna Studios on Thursday.
Yes, so we're doing an interesting combo show in the idea that for the listener, it'll probably just feel like a complete thing. But for us, we're sort of combining two shows together. So one is our duo repertoire that we've been playing for a while and we've been developing. Those are kinds of music that we play in breweries. And that I generally play marimba, which is related to the xylophone. It's like a bigger xylophone. And I sing and a little bit of percussion. We do a lot of looping. And but then we're going to combine this new show that we've been working on. It's Josh and I, as a duo, have been developing for almost 2 years now a story show. It's related to like a folk opera. And we have been developing the story with characters and music that are related to the Great Flood story. That's a myth throughout many cultures, ancient Sumeria. And it's in India, it's in South America, but probably the most familiar one people recognize is the Noah's Ark story. And so we've been developing that. We created new characters, and we took that story of Noah's Ark, the Great Flood, and really boiled it down to its essence of that the message, the mythology, is about reading the shift in the climate, and that humans have a place to steward life on Earth. And really, that's what Noah does, and that's what the ancient Sumerian text does, is they save the animals and they steward a sort of new generation of life on Earth. So we took that story and created it. So we're going to be unveiling for the first time some of the pieces, and I think maybe a little bit of the characters in our show. So that's like a sneak peek into our new piece called The Ark of Hona.
I could never have predicted that, but Dee Dee and Josh, this is so you.
I know, it's really exciting. We're super stoked. And for that, just I'll be playing then more sort of Arabic percussion and some piano instead of the marimba. So I'm sort of branching away from the marimba for that duo. And Josh, you can talk about whatever you want as far as playing too, if you want to jump in there.
Oh yeah, sure. Yeah. So I've been playing a 5-string violin actually lately. And that's been nice because it's just a little easier on my body. So it's like a very practical reason that led me to playing that instrument, and originally forever I played viola.
Right, so you're accustomed to what, the first 4 strings on a 5-string violin, or?
Yeah, I get to keep my low C string, which I can't.
No, yeah, you don't want to give up the lower end.
Yeah, I gotta have that. That's like part of, it's like really part of the musical role that I gravitate to, because viola is all about support, mm-hmm. and playing a lot of the inner harmony notes. And so I still get to play that role, but I slapped an E string on top, so I can also get up real high and play some melodies too. So that's a really fun instrument for me, and I'm running it through all kinds of effects pedals. I've got delay and a wah pedal and all kinds of goodies and fun toys that I get to play with.
Was it difficult to acquire a 5-string violin, Josh?
I had to search around a little bit, yeah. And eventually found, I had to, you know, sort of like do some trials, and people, you know, they would send to me for me to try, and I would get to, you know, get a taste of these different instruments. And eventually I found one by Gary Edwards in Minnesota, and he makes some really cool instruments. And if you search for acoustic electric strings, it's either that or electric acoustic strings, you can find his shop. And it's a beautiful instrument. It has a really unique shape to it. I really love it. It has great resonance.
It's a free concert on Thursday at 7 o'clock. If you find the link, you're in. And that's at Connecting Chords Festival. And it's also a Facebook Live stream from La Luna Studios. And I have a feeling, Josh, I'm just going to be hearing the most unexpected sounds and just be quite surprised as I see you hold a familiar looking instrument. And then you're going to be pulling a lot of different tones out of it.
Oh, that's absolutely right. I mean, we're going to, so in our Arc of Hona show, which we're going to give a little taste of, I mean, it's going to go anywhere from, you know, simple folk tunes with a, you know, sort of a beautiful metaphorical story to like Pink Floyd apocalypse song. To like what else, CD? We hit all kinds of stuff in
as far as genres.
In Arc of Hona specifically.
Yeah, there's, you know, it's very, I would just describe it as theatrical. So
yeah.
I think we did a lot with, it's still sort of the essence of our music that we bring and our voices, but there's like moments where we're sort of inspired by more like operatic singing styles.
Mm-hmm.
And classical sort of chord changes. And then there's pieces that are very like folky and earthy. And just sort of all, it's really fun because we got to look at the pieces and really create music for creating a certain vibe and a certain essence for each part of the story. And so that really lends itself to a lot of different styles and varieties.
You called it a folk opera, the Arc of Hona, and when it's complete, you'll have something you can share around, you know, in our community, but could you also take it to other communities a bit on the road?
Yeah, that's the idea. Yeah, and, you know, we really wanted to sort of give it, I guess, sort of an old-time feel, but it really straddles, like, this existing in sort of a non-specific but older time period, but then you'll get sounds, you know, that are more modern. But we really wanted it to feel like it was a commentary about the current situation we have with the environment now. And so, you know, we sort of catered the story to include an element of like seeing the environment and observing what's happening and trying to learn the lessons that the environment is trying to teach us about sustainability and, you know, just taking only what you need and giving back. And so, you know, we're really happy to share that message as far and wide as we can.
That's right. And shows like these need tryouts and need feedback to make sure they're hitting on all cylinders, as it were. So tuning in and watching your show, which will feature part of this new folk opera, would be wonderful to be able to hear from viewers in the aftermath to get some insight on how it looks to us novices.
Absolutely, yeah. We're just playing a small role in the process. And it's really, yeah, we love getting feedback. And, you know, I mean, there are people that we've turned to for advice along the way, too.
Yeah.
Like we have our performance coach, Rob Ryder in Grand Rapids, who interestingly works with silence because he's a professional mime. And so he works with us on, you know, presentation and body language and gives us a totally new view on it. And we're considering bringing other people into the fold, too. So, yeah, it's definitely a community thing for sure.
And it's also good to have feedback because we, you know, we're deep in now. We're like, you know, almost 2 years into the process. So it's good. You kind of get into like, oh, you guys don't know, because we have just pages and pages of backstory and, you know, dialogue that got deleted. So we have all that in our mind is like developing the characters. But, you know, as far as that being portrayed to the audience, that's super essential and something we look forward to, getting reviews and feedback and refining. It's definitely a process.
My guests this morning are Dee Dee Alder and Josh Holcomb, who will appear Thursday at 7 o'clock online with connections, or rather, you can find the links at Connecting Chords Festival and on Facebook as well. And it's a series of Thursday night concerts featuring regional musicians with something very special to give, to bring to a concert, as we're learning with Dee Dee and Josh talking about their new opera project, which folk opera. I think I'm a little excited by that, this idea, that I've taken us a little too far down the road with a project that's yet to be completed, and we will be able to talk about in a future interview, I hope, for the
complete.
Sounds good. So let's wrap things up with talking about a tune that you actually played in our studio back in 2017, called Little Bean. Let's hear about that, and we'll let you go and play the tune.
Yeah.
So Little Bean is a piece that I wrote. It's an original song, and our theme for tomorrow's show is Earth Day, because it is on Earth Day, and that's something that feels really political. It can feel political. But I remember learning the first time that it was a political subject and feeling really strange as a young child about how this is our earth, this is our home, how can it be a political thing? So I just want to strive to everyone out there, no matter what your viewpoint is that how important it is to honor and acknowledge that everything we have, our chair we're sitting on, the house we live in, the food we eat, comes from the earth, and that we're connected. I think a lot of times our teaching is that we're separate from the environment. It's out there and we're in here, but we actually are connected because that food that we eat goes into our body and becomes us. So to bring it back to Little Bean is sort of this song. It's a piece that I dedicated to my daughter when she was born. She was a little baby, and we called her a Little Bean. And so that song, when I wrote it, is about how we can nurture things in our lives and protect them. And that's a really important thing, that we nurture and we care for, but we also protect them. And so that's dedicated to my daughter. But Little Bean is a story that can be translated to anything you want to bring into your life. You know, the seed is the metaphor. What seeds do you want to plant? And that you both have to nurture those seeds and you have to protect them. And then you can enjoy the moments and grow with them. So that is my take on Little Bean. And it feels like a real positive Earth Day message.
Well, Dee Dee and Josh, thank you so much for previewing this concert, which, as you said, is tomorrow at 7 o'clock online at La Luna Studios, which I know I'm sure you're familiar with. It's a long-time running music studio here in Kalamazoo. I'm sure you're looking forward to working with Ian Gorman again.
Oh, absolutely. Every time we get to go to, I'm sure Dee Dee feels the same way. Anytime we get a chance to go to La Luna, we just know that it's going to be an awesome experience. And Ian does such a good job, as well as all the other engineers, of just being super on top of everything. And you just know they're going to have everything set up just right for you. So it's always a good experience.
And again, this series, this concert and the series came about thanks to the Michigan Festival of Sacred Music's Connecting Chords Festival, which is where you can go online to find the link to the concert tomorrow and a lot more information about what's coming up. It's also on a Facebook Live link as well. Dee Dee and Josh, let's hear Little Bean. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kara.
Take a little bean, she contains everything. She is a little seed, go and plant her in the spring. Wait a little time, as she begins to climb. You gotta water that thing, so she can spread her leaves. The soil and the sun will guide her. Her breath and the rain will wash her cares away. The beauty in this hour will inspire us. She will grow. We will grow. Trim down the weeds for your little bean. It means everything. Let her grow big and green. Then one day you'll be surprised to see she's blossoming. She's blossoming. Soil and the sun will guide her. Her breath and the rain will wash her cares away. The beauty in this hour will inspire us. She will grow. We will grow. Gotta take a little time, leave our cares behind, to enjoy this life. It's our choice every time. No need to sprint ahead and leave our friends behind. It's a marathon, life's a marathon. Breath and the wind will guide us. The soil and the sun will keep us rooted down. The beauty of this life will inspire us. We will grow. We will grow. Right outside, the wind calls, will we recognize? Let our spirit rise, can't be trapped inside. The choice is mine, this is all of our lives. Our breath and the wind will guide us. The soil and the sun will keep. inspire us, and she will grow. And she
That's Little Bean, a song sung and performed by Dee Dee Alder and Josh Holcomb, featured on viola with a little electronics allowing for different octaves. It was recorded live in our studio in 2017 in a Let's Hear It session with Craig Freeman and engineer Martin Clem. Taking us now to 12 minutes before 11 o'clock, a news update coming your way at the top of the hour, and a reminder that Dee Dee and Josh are live at 7 o'clock through the Connecting Chords Music Festival. You'll find the link there. Well, let's finish the hour with a slow movement from a concerto for cello and orchestra by Virgil Thompson, a set of variations here performed by Yehuda Hanani and the Irish National Symphony Orchestra, led by William Eddins.
Thank you. Thank you.